that you say to you. Of course, final day of the year, I know you want this to be, you know, new beginning, so to speak. So what's it going to take today to end this slide and get one of the better teams out in the NBA for the Western Conference?
Yeah, I mean, I think the last two games we've played, you know, New York and OKC were, you know, two of the top teams in the league, obviously. And, you know, I maintained this from the beginning that, you know, I think for us to get better, there's a certain way we can play. It plays to our strengths, and I think we've done that the last two games. And I told the team it'd be great to get a win out of one of those or both or whatever and have that be affirming. But I think we're playing, you know, we play good basketball both those games, and often, you know, the scorebook, so to speak, doesn't reflect that. But we're, you know, this season, we'll continue to be presented with challenges with guys out, you know, our primary guys out and back. And, you know, that's something we need to continue to manage and work through. And we get another opportunity tonight, as you said, against a really good team.
Keep
us
get Kristaps back today. Just what for you has been sort of the challenge of having him out, reintegrating him back into the lineup, having him out, just sort of that up and down?
Well, anytime you have a player, you know, and you can say this for both he and Trey, that going into the year, you look at, you know, two of our primary, most productive guys that people are pointing towards. And when you plan on, you know, creating things and executing things that play to their strengths, so when they're out, you know, you adjust, and when they come back, you adjust again. And those adjustments, you know, even if they're made, in a given time, they take time to settle in and, you know, and implement and become comfortable. So I think it's easy for people to forget that. You know, and for us, to be honest with you, you want to forget it to some extent. You don't want to be lingering in the past or the future. You want to be in the immediate, and I think we've done that. I also think it's really good to have him back. He's a really good player.
Coach, last year, Asa shot like 29% from three, mm-hmm. college 3-point line. You know, he's about to finish the calendar year having shot pretty remarkably both in terms of volume and accuracy. And I'm just wondering, like, what, in your mind, like, what's gotten him to this point?
He's worked at it. You know, I think this summer with, you know, a few of the guys on our staff that spent a lot of time with him, he was hopping in the shot. So he's got a different approach to the shot, and he's worked at that. I think that really has impacted his volume, where he's able to get his shot off quicker. And usually when you put a lot of time in working on something, it builds your confidence. And, you know, he's been told from the very beginning, you know, we want you to take that shot. I think Onyeka taking that shot one more, when he sees that, you know, identifies with that too. So some of it's just, you know, the NBA is different than college, as far as his role on our team, but coming in the game, as you mentioned, and not, you know, playing less minutes than he certainly did in college. Sometimes people put more pressure on themselves shooting the ball, and he hasn't done that. And again, I think it goes to his mental toughness and his confidence and his hard work.
Coach, I know this is important every single game, the pace of play and the way you all want to play. When you're taking a look at Minnesota and the way they're able to play half-court defense, just how important is it to get out and run in the pace of play tonight?
Yeah, well, I'll just concur with what you said. I can rewind it for you. But anytime you have a team that is really good, you know, defensively in half-court, you have to figure out ways to not play inside. So one big thing is foul. You know, with both Edwards and Randle, they're elite at drawing fouls. And, you know, if they're shooting free throws, they're back on defense. Even if they score, we're able to take the ball out of the net. You know, we'd rather have stops, but we still get to play with some pace. So not fouling is really important. And I think, you know, whether it's Robinson, Holmgren, and now Gobert. You have, you know, back to back to back, three of the best shot blockers in rim protectors in the league. So even if we do get into a half court game, which rarely happens, shouldn't say half court game, on the possessions that we are playing in more set defense, it's even more important for us when we do get in the lane to have our eyes out and not, you know, challenge those guys at the rim. And that's something we watched from our Oklahoma City game. We got a lot of eyes out threes because we do want to break the paint. You know, you want to attack the rim, but then make the right high percentage decision when you get in there. So that's easy for me to say at times because the game's moving pretty fast. And those guys cover a lot of ground, but it becomes really important to play off 2 feet, to be under control, and also to get off the ball early, you know, to not penetrate too deep where, you know, you lose the possibility of finding a teammate.
I know you said after the game up and see that, you know, no more victories and all those things, but you and also the players have said, you know, there's been progress the last 2 games in particular. How do you kind of weigh that progress when you take it from the bus?
Yeah.
Channeling it moving forward.
I mean, I think it's really significant. You know, like we've been a really good team at various points in the year, and then like a lot of teams, you know, whatever the factors are, you know, you have slippage. And so to see that, you know, go the other direction, particularly, you know, playing what we did in New York, you know, a single possession game, and then going to OKC, you're playing against the world champs, and they got their whole roster, I guess, minus Hartenstein. And we're missing Trey and Jalen and KP. That would have been an easy game, particularly when they, you know, built a lead in the third quarter for us to kind of just, hey, we played a good half, you know, we competed. So I love the fact that we just kept grinding. And, you know, those things sometimes are the most important things that you take with you. And, you know, I've said this, you know, I don't know exactly what the percentage of game, you know, third way through the season, like that's a lot of basketball left. And, you know, you're mindful of losing, but at the same time, how you handle that, I think is how you handle guys being out, how you handle a poor shooting night, you know, what are the things that you can do to get better over time. That is my focus and will continue to be, because I do believe that there's, you know, there's a formula for us that if we do that, we might not win as many as, you know, there'll be some games we lose where we feel like we played well. But us playing well is really important, particularly with a young team, because we're still trying to, you know, I think we've embraced certain things. There's buy-in. It's a question of making those things habitual, particularly, you know, in competition, when you have really good teams that are, you know, they got a game plan too.